ladies and gentlemen, thank you for coming back to your seats. It gives me great pleasure at this time to introduce you to the man who runs this great organization, 176,000 members strong, our president, Pilot Rod Hightower.
Thank you, sir. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And in case I haven't had the pleasure of doing so earlier, I want to welcome you all. Welcome to Oshkosh 2012. Tonight we present some very special awards to some very special people. Tonight we present the President's Award. The President's Award is earned through the achievements in aviation, and particularly those achievements that relate to making the EAA the organization that it is today, and continuing to inspire others to fly and achieve great things, specifically in aviation. Tonight, I'm going to present the first award to a very special American and someone who's important to all of us, the great-grandson of Henry Ford himself. And of course, Henry Ford acquired the Stout Airplane Company and gave the world what would become the Ford Trimotor. The Ford Trimotor was one of the earliest airliner, a pioneering design and a pioneering technology at the time that would make the world forever smaller. Not only was the Ford Trimotor a great success as an aircraft, but it allowed success not only for the Ford family to grow their business and lead to the foremost automobile maker in the world, but it also allowed this country of ours to achieve growth and greatness as we prospered as a nation. As we transitioned from a farm economy to an industrial economy, the Ford Trimotor played a huge role. The Ford family played a huge role in helping that process and enjoying this country's growth, prosperity, and certainly security. What's little known about the Ford family in aviation in some circles are their role in the security of this great nation by producing many of the aircraft that we use to defend this country and bring freedom globally during World War II. It was an incredible industrial achievement on behalf of the Ford Motor Company and the vision of the Ford family. But tonight we're here to honor a very special person. That's Edsel B. Ford II. Edsel understands the powerful role that aviation plays in his success personally. He also understands and believes that aviation must regenerate itself. Edsel is an ardent supporter of inspiring people to fly and bringing people into aviation, welcoming him into the community of aviators. He has proven that over the years, and certainly in fine fashion with the EAA, by providing us five fabulous custom-designed Ford Mustangs that we auction off at the Gathering of Eagles every year. During the past 5 years, that automobile has generated over $1.6 million in revenue, all of it for the benefit of young Eagles. It's a tremendous tradition and one that we greatly appreciate from the Ford family and from Edsel himself. So I'd like all of you to join me in giving Edsel B. Ford II a fantastic EA welcome and show our appreciation for the great things that he has done. Edsel.
Thank you very much. I brought all my fans with me tonight. Well, I'll be very brief, and I think Rod brought up some very interesting points that aviation is a very strong DNA in the Ford family, and I'm very glad to be a member of the fourth generation to carry on the aviation DNA of our family. And secondly, I'd like to just say how important we believe Oshkosh is. Ford Motor Company loves being in Oshkosh. It's a very important event that we do every year. And the relationship between EAA and Ford Motor Company has never been stronger. And Rod, we sincerely appreciate your leadership and we look forward to being here for many years to come. Thank you very much.
The next President's Award is going to a very special people that EAAers know and love and have for many, many years. He is a 2006 EAA Hall of Fame inductee. He co-founded the National Biplane Association in 1987 and was its long-standing serving chairman, and it became and grew into the world's largest biplane gathering, also known as the Biplane Expo in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. Long member of VA-10, Warbird Squadron 10 out of Tulsa, Oklahoma, currently focuses a lot of his time on the EA Founders Wing Committee and has done a tremendous amount of work in not only development and fundraising for EAA, but inspiring thousands of people to fly through his actions, his volunteerism, and his outreach. I'm talking about Charlie Harris. Charlie is a longtime EA volunteer, whose passion represents the best of what we can all be at EAA. He inspires us, he eggs us on sometimes, he's a little cranky sometimes, but he is one of the finest gentlemen you will ever meet because that man is focused on achieving aviation and growing aviation. He is also known as one of the finest directors to ever serve the Vintage Aircraft Association with his dedication and commitment. Charlie also, to this day, writes and produces one of the finest newsletters in all of the chapter network of EAA. Have you ever read a Charlie Harris newsletter from Tulsa? It's a thing of beauty. He preserves the life and the rich history of aviation by telling the stories that are so important to Americans that shaped our nation and in fact define who we are. It's a passion of his. Charlie's not the best in traveling form, so Charlie has asked Bob Lumley to receive the award on his behalf, but I would like for all of you to recognize the phenomenal lifetime achievement and the new recipient of the President's Award, Mr. Charlie Harris, as received by Bob Lumley.
I know we're compared to Charlie Harris is in my eloquence or anything else. I will have to say this is one of the greatest honors in my life to receive this for Charlie. When he called and asked me to do this, I said, you got to give me some notes, Charles. And he did. So the words I want to give you are Charlie's, not mine. I wish I was that good. How few times in our entire lives are we blessed to become aware of and participate in an organization that mirrors the hopes, dreams, ideals, and ambitions to which we have tried to live our lives. When I found 37 years ago the EAA, I knew it was a perfect aviation organization that I could completely embrace. EAA has a magical and unprecedented accomplishments, and even better, I'm confident the best is yet in the years to come. Eternal thanks to Paul, Audrey, their family, as well as Rod, the EAA staff, and every EAA member for what has been accomplished by so few for so many in aviation. Charlie Harris is a wonderful person to be around. We hope very much you'll be with us next year. Thank you very much, and for me, thank you, Charlie, for this opportunity to say thank you.
Next is an award that is truly a very special award because it is all about volunteerism. All of you know that EAA stands for volunteerism. Without it, we wouldn't be the premier and the world's most dynamic aviation organization that we are. With over 938 chapters in 60 countries, with over 176,000 members and growing, it would not be possible to outreach and do the things we do without volunteerism. And in fact, volunteerism has delivered on its 20th anniversary this year, 1.7 million young eagles flown in 20 years' time. Today, 7.3% of America's pilot population are former young eagles. All of that delivered by volunteerism and volunteer pilots. AirVenture has grown to become one of the world's premier aviation events, certainly the greatest aviation celebration. Certainly the greatest celebration I know of volunteerism. Over 4,800 volunteers make this the fabulous experience that it is and that we enjoy in the summer in Wisconsin each and every year. There's a very special volunteer in the places in all of the hearts of EA members, and that's Dorothy Hilbert. Dorothy Hilbert was a longtime volunteer who served tirelessly, gave her heart, gave her soul, gave her energy, inspired others, treated others with kindness and respect, egged them on to do good things. A native of Random Lake, Wisconsin, she's been an EA volunteer. Dorothy was an EA volunteer for over 40 years. Judy Miller is representative of that spirit of Dorothy. She has worked as the chairman of the evening programs at Theater in the Woods after her father, Ray Scholder, passed the torch to Judy. She retired several years ago, but came back this year when she knew we needed her assistance. Also the recipient of EAA's President Award in 2010, and a very well-known and regular volunteer at the Pete and Paul Fly-In each year in Broadhead, Wisconsin. It gives me great pleasure to introduce to you the husband of Dorothy Hilbert, Buck Hilbert, who would like to say a few words before we actually present the award to Judy Miller.